Hello people, you're listening to Stories by Sneha. I am Sneha Atrekar, your host and the writer of this series. Our story today is The Bedspread. She sat on the floor, peering at the tiles. Her reflection seemed like it was mocking at her. The floor turned into a screen, time and again, flashing memories of him at her. Tears rolled down her cheeks as she thought about their wedding day. It was a perfect setting. The wedding hall was decorated with an array of intensely hued flowers. The venue had an aura of pleasantness and a calm. Mrs. Joshi had made sure Nena would have no complaints about how loud the music was or how exaggerated the embellishments at the site were. Her only daughter was getting married today, and she had nailed down impeccability. Arvind saw the bride arrive. She looked splendid in the vibrant red and gold splashed all over her. The red veil perfectly matched her flawless complexion. Her face looked resplendent through the netted veil. Her blouse clasped pleasantly to her bosom. The bright red velvet skirt hugged her like a dream vying for reality. The attire revealed a slender and lissom waist. The jewelry on her neck adorned her delicate skin and seemed to tickle her as her cheeks turned pink when she blushed. The tinkling anklet on her feet produced a melody, giving away soft chimes as she walked slowly towards him. Nena was a pampered spitfire. It was a miracle how the nuptial get-up had brought a radiance of elegant docility upon her. Arvind had been smitten by her panache the very first day. She was young, intelligent, and she spoke boldly. "Stop staring at me," she said pointedly, and her lips curved into a smile. The bridegroom blushed. He nudged at her to gain her attention while they sat down next to each other for the wedding rituals.
"Bad news. We don't have the red bedspread."
"What?" Nena exclaimed aloud. Arvind gestured to her to lower her voice, but Nena continued. "Why didn't you tell me earlier, Arvind?"
"What would you have changed, sweetheart?"
"Excuse me? You wanna know?" Nena frowned.
"No, sweetheart. Please relax. We can make it happen some other day."
Arvind smiled. "Some other day is not going to be today, Arvind. We needed it today," Nena scowled. Arvind nodded in agreement and smiled again. After the Feras, Nena had sneaked out of the wedding hall and driven to 5 different clothing stores throughout the city. She made sure she had bought the red bedspread in satin and only then returned to the wedding venue. Back at the venue, everyone had been waiting for her to return anxiously. Arvind shrugged at her and she grinned as she raised the shopping bag in her hand that showed him the red bedspread.
"Are you crazy? Which bride leaves the wedding venue without informing anyone like that? Dad was about to lose his marbles,"
Arvind said, as they checked in at the hotel where they were going to spend their wedding night. Nena chuckled as she spread the satin sheet on the king-sized bed that lay at the center of the room. "Some efforts are effortless when you want to make it a once-in-a-lifetime experience for yourself. You're not going to have a second Suhagrat, you idiot." The memories of the soft satin under their warm, entangled bodies filled Nena's senses. She exploded in another round of tears as a ghastly shroud of imagination began to play in her mind. She couldn't bear the sight of Arvind and Sonali together even in her imaginations. Arvind had just finished working on his last project for the month. He had just sat back in his chair to breathe a sigh of relief after he stepped into his cabin after the day's last meeting when the phone on his desk rang frantically. Tanya almost sounded as alarming as the shrill of the ringing phone from the other side. "What have you done to her?" Arvind took a minute to answer.
"Tanya, please don't interfere. This is between the both of us and you."
"She's locked herself in your bedroom and has stopped responding to me. Are you seeing that tramp, Sonali? Listen, you better get your ass here before Nena does something that she shouldn't." Arvind got up from his chair, puzzled. Naina had fought with him in the morning, questioning him about Sonali. She had been back home after a week's business trip the previous night and had behaved in a very different way since then. Arvind tried to think hard about what might have happened to have made her so mad at him as he began to drive back home. He had tried his best to recreate their favorite bedroom atmosphere with their red satin bedspread, Naina's vanilla-flavored aroma candles, soft music, and her favorite seafood. But something had not been right after she had changed into the nightrobe that Arvind had picked out of a wardrobe for her to wear. He thought hard, but couldn't reason it.
Naina should stop being unreasonable about Sonali. Sonali has always just been a friend. If Sonali had something else on her mind, why should I be blamed for it?
Naina's blaring counter-argument created a clamor in his mind. I am associated with you and can stop you from acting funny. I can't control what that whore does with her life. Why do you have to entertain her at all when you know what kind of a hobo she is?
Could you stop calling her names like that?
Arvind had roared. No, that's what she is. An out-to-lunch hustler treading from place to place, looking for physical attention all the time. Naina bawled. As he halted at the signal on the junction before he took the left to their house, he reached out for the air freshener that lay in the car's glove box and sprayed a little bit of it in the car. A mild fragrance of lavender tickled his senses. An alarming hunch later, he geared up and hastened the car towards their house. As he rushed through the staircase towards their flat and ran to open the door with his bunch of keys trembling out of his hands, he could hear Tanya hollering out for Naina to open the door behind which she had shut herself. Arvind rushed towards the door in a fraction of a minute and thumped the door wide open. A spazzed-out Naina was holding their red satin bedspread in her hands and standing on the bed. Arvind scurried frantically towards her and pulled the bedspread out of her hands and tossed it away. He heaved Naina into a tight hug and could barely hear himself speak when he spoke.
Are you crazy? It wasn't Sonali. Your mom. It was your mom. Mom was here to see you yesterday morning. She used our bathroom and accidentally spilled her bottle of perfume inside. Sonali and she used the same one, right? You hate it, I know.
Naina looked at him with tears in her eyes. Arvind continued.
You don't believe me? Call up mom. I don't believe you were going to do this to me.
He looked at the heap of the red satin that he had just hauled away.
And with that, Naina?
He collapsed on the floor beside the red heap with tears in his eyes. Naina clenched closer to him and spoke in a whisper. I'm sorry. Mom is never going to use that perfume again. Arvind lobbed a slap on her face.
Don't you dare do this to me ever.
Is anybody gonna tell me what is happening here? Tanya spoke aloud.
This idiot friend of yours thought I was seeing Sonali because her mom left behind the traces of her perfume last morning. So she thought Sonali was here when she wasn't around and...
Arvind stopped to breathe. Naina smiled and gave him a peck on his nose. What? Tanya looked confused. Mom and Sonali used the same perfume, that shitty McLaurin something. I couldn't believe Arvind was cheating on me. Naina spoke in a flux and clung on tighter to Arvind. Arvind watched on as she slept beside him, with a calmed head on the red satin spread under them. He felt overwhelmed at the sight. Naina's fingers interweaved with his. She had made sure the hasp was tight. He held the hand close to his heart as his tears rolled onto the same red that could have caused him more than just those many tears. Hey, I hope you like the story. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe to Stories by Sneha on Anchor, Spotify, Hubhopper, Castbox, or wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have a story to tell, drop me an email on storiesbysneha@gmail.com. You can follow me on my Instagram handle at @the_agathist. I'll see you next Wednesday with a fresh episode. Thank you for listening. Bye.